Priya Gandhi and Samantha Matthews are students at the Pardee Rand Graduate School of Public Policy in Santa Monica, California. They were the project leaders for a social science study last August to understand how Sitkins perceived the dramatic increase in summer visitation and how it affected their sense of well-being. Unlike more casual surveys, this project tried to tease out nuances. For example, Sitkins can appreciate the increase in sales tax revenue derived from visitors, but can be frustrated by the increased congestion. And Priya Gandhi says the timing of the survey was a factor.
This is kind of a snapshot into how community members were feeling at that very moment in which they engaged with our efforts. But, you know, there's certainly lots of other potential changes, both, you know, in terms of tourism and the visitor industry, in terms of Sitka's planning and responses, all that might feed into what you know, differences in these numbers could look like one way or the other in the future.
The survey results are revealing. 87% of respondents reported being impacted by tourism in 2022. 63% of respondents felt the uptick in tourism made Sitka a less desirable place to live. Sitka underwent significant short-term planning measures to accommodate the roughly 400,000 cruise visitors last summer, around double the typical number of visitors in any previous year. On the busiest days, the main street downtown was closed to traffic, large toilet trailers were parked in less than ideal locations, and cafes and restaurants struggled to meet the out-of-proportion demand. Still, it wasn't all bad. Samantha Matthews says Sitkins felt the yin and yang of the town's surge in economic activity.
A lot of our data show that these trade-offs that people are facing with increased tourism. And so, you know, a lot of folks talked about the economic benefits, the tax revenue that the city would receive and things like that. But then, there, you know, there's concerns around, you know, equity concerns around the economic benefits of tourism and, you know, where would that tax revenue go? So I think some of our recommendations were really just around making that process transparent so that community members are able to be a part of that process and know where the economic benefits of tourism are going and making it so that those benefits are more equitably distributed.
The full study is called the 2022 Community Assessment on the Increased Impacts of Tourism in Sitka. It's 28 pages long with another 29 pages of appendices. It's the kind of social study where opinions matter and the words of respondents come through as much as the data. One Sitkan wrote, "I believe there are economic benefits for our community due to increased tourism, but it's still unclear if that means all residents will feel financial relief like decreased utility rates, or if only the residents who work in tourism will feel the financial rewards." Gandhi says this type of response can help inform policy as much as hard numbers.
It was really our aim to help create sort of that point in time opportunity for the community to share their real-time reflections with us, their insights and their suggestions, so that we could then take stock of that and sort of aggregate it and share it with different individuals and organizations who might be interested in thinking through this, you know, potential issue of increased tourism further.
The assessment doesn't really say what to do next. It has a raft of suggestions offered by survey respondents on housing density, transportation, the environment, and so on. But this is information for policymakers rather than direction. Gandhi says the rest is up to Sitka.
Sitka has such a collaborative spirit, and we can't emphasize enough just how important and valuable we think that is in the community coming together to address any issue it might be facing currently or in the future that it feels is affecting sort of individuals' opportunities to thrive, which is really how we are defining well-being.
Matthews is considering the tourism assessment as a basis for her doctoral research. Sitka may eventually adapt to the increase in tourism. Attitudes could soften toward the industry or harden. She would like to find out.
This could be something that could be very interesting to repeatedly do each summer and see how things evolve.
Sitka is anticipating possibly an additional 100,000 more cruise visitors in 2023 than in 2022. The first ship scheduled to arrive is the Brilliance of the Seas on April 25th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.